times, caught up in my head at night, with a leash and a label. If I can learn anything from this, then I'd be like.
Hello everyone, this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is DJ Alex Trebek. I'm subbing in right now for your girl Haley, who normally takes this almost Friday hour. Final season, a lot of people are busy. Luckily, I had a free hour today, so I decided to come through, especially because Power Bottom released a new album today on NPR Music as like a streaming thing, and it's amazing, and I want to play it for all you people out there and have you enjoy it and fall in love with the band just as I have. The album's called Pageant. It's really really good. It's like a pop punk kind of album based around queerness and love and a lot of stuff, day-to-day life, as well as like big picture things. I really like it. My favorite track is Answer My Text. Second song on the album, but I think, I don't know, it says a bad-ish word in the chorus, like a word for like a mean person that would start with a D, but could mean something else that's not as nice as insulting a mean person. So I don't think I'm gonna be able to play it. Last week I played like the beginning of the song all the way up until that word came, and then we switched it. But maybe this time I think I'm gonna play a couple different songs. I'll start with playing the last two songs on the album, track 12 and 13. Big Beautiful Day, followed by Styrofoam. Both really, really good songs. I hope you enjoy as much as I have. And check it out on NPR Music. That's www.npr.org/2017/05/04/5268144118/first-listen-power-bottom-pageant. And you spell their band name without any vowels. PWRBTTM. Did you get that? All right. Here's a song. Actually, I just realized that song has a swear in it, too. Let's play the next one and see where we get.
I dreamed I was a wet patch on the concrete, evaporating in the morning sun. It felt so nice to sit there doing nothing whatsoever, as whatever held me together came undone. I woke up and my body was my body. It looked like candy and it felt like styrofoam. And if I could, I'd take it off and take a walk around the block. But since I'm stuck here, I guess I'll call it home.
A daydream of a girl who looks just like me. At least the way I'd look if I were her. I think about the way that she would feel to be, and I think it might feel right, but I'm not sure. I wake up and my body is my body. It looks like
like candy and it feels like styrofoam. And if I could, I'd take it off, take a walk around the block. But since I'm stuck here, I guess I'll make it.
I'm going to play the beginning of Answer My Text because it's such a jam, but I'll cut it off before the swear word. But if you like the beginning of the song, definitely listen to the rest of it.
I sweat out 7 pounds in water weight just asking for your number. When you gave it to me, I went home and waited a couple hours, like the magazines all told me. Then I sent you some emojis and a funny joke from that TV show you said that you like. And that was 8 hours ago, and now everyone I know is either fast asleep or staring at their phone. I don't really care exactly what we do together, cause it's probably better than sleeping alone. Answer my text. Tonight, on silent mode tonight. Well, you wrote me back eventually and took me to a movie. You said it was a date, but I'm not sure if you were serious. I act like I know what I'm doing and all my friends see through me. It felt so cool when we got home late and made my parents furious. But then you left again and I just felt confused and nerdy. My teenage angst will be with me well into my 30s. It always feels like there's something I don't know. And as I watch you drive away, I'm screaming out my window. Answer my text, or call me up and tell me that you're coming over. I'll clean up my room so quick. Maybe something I said before just wasn't right. Maybe your heart's on silent mode tonight. Thank you.
Okay, so that was Answer My Text by Powerbottom, which I muted out for the quote-unquote swear word in the chorus. But I was talking to Haley, who normally runs this show, and she said that that word's okay, and she's kind of the general manager of this place. So maybe I'll play it again later and enjoy the song in its full, uncensored punk rock vibes. After that, I played 1-2-3 by Girlpool, which is a duet. Originally, they produced an album, just the two of them doing, one plays guitar, one plays bass, and they both sing in a really cool way. Maybe I'll play one of their duet songs later, but recently, the songs they've been releasing off their new album, which is coming out May 12th, have had drums on them, and they sound dope. So I played one of those, 1-2-3, and there's another one out there in the world. But you can check it out for yourself, and the album comes out soon. And then that last song was by Really Big Pinecone called Big Plans. My friend Zoe showed me that band, so if you know her, hit her up, tell her she has good taste in music. Or any Zoe that you know in your life, they all have good tastes. Now I'm gonna change the vibe a little bit away from rock music, because I have this history of jazz class that I'm in right now. Which is pretty interesting. It definitely gets me listening to a lot of jazz, which is cool. And recently, I'm on disc 5 of 6 that I have to memorize for the final. And disc 5 has a couple songs by Charles Mingus on them, which he's just a really great jazz musician that I definitely have not listened enough to in my life, because he's a bass player and the leader of a jazz group, which is like really rare, and I play bass. And so he's got some really cool music. I'm going to play 2 songs by him. The first one's called Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting. Here it is. We'll be right back. Yeah, so that was Charles Mingus. The second song was called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Both of them came out in 1959, 1960. Charles Mingus released over 100 albums in his life. It's like, that's just absurd. I just read that online, and I wanted to share it with you. But that's like more than enough jazz than you guys need to listen to in this hour. I won't bother you with more. The next song I'm going to play is like a big part of where my mood has been at the past couple of days. It's actually a funny story. My friend showed it to me like 2 weeks ago, and I like forgot about it. I saved it on Spotify and didn't really listen to it again. But then I discovered it on my own again without realizing that it was the song that she had showed me. And then I showed it to her being like, oh, you should check this song out. And she was like, what the hell? Like, I showed you this song. And like, I don't know. It was funny. I can tell you're laughing out there. It's just like a really good song to listen to when the weather's really nice out and you're walking around bumping with your headphones. And because like the speed of the song is like a really good walking pace, and also like it's upbeat. I don't know. You'll hear it, but I really like the song. It's called Baby.
Out, out. Can you believe it? I can't believe it, but it's true. next to me.
Take it.
throw myself upon its door, tell it how fucked you are, up in morning, down at dawn, pour my vocals, sing a song.
That was a nice little block after Baby by Devendra Bandhart of songs that I really like that are by bands that are mostly or fronted by women and trans and non-binary people, which is like TBH, a lot of the music I've been listening to recently, indie music like that, which is cool because it's all really good. So it was Adult Mom with Full Screen, and then Dump Him by Attack and Amend. Oh, Attack and Amend by Dump Him. And both Adult Mom and Dump Him are playing a show together in Boston this summer. If you like that music, check them out. And then a song by Frankie Cosmos called Torgood, and a song by Florist, that last one, called Rings Grow, which is a really good tune. And I was just on the old internet looking at Frankie Cosmos's label called Bayonet Records, and I was checking out their SoundCloud, and it turns out that Frankie put out an album of covers recently. Which, like, about 6 months ago, and she covered a Krill song. I don't know if you guys out there know Krill, but back in the day, they went to Tufts. Cool band, like, I think they graduated Tufts in, like, 2012 or 2013. They're really good. They put out two albums, and then broke up, last year, which is too bad. But I'm gonna play. I'm gonna try to play the song by Krill, and then the song by Frankie Cosmos, because that would be cool. But I don't think that song is on their Spotify. Here, I just found it on YouTube because I'm so good at Googling while talking. Yeah. So this is the song Fresh Pond, and this is by Krill. Oh, it's off their concept album, which is not on Spotify. It's called Steve Hears Pile in Malden and Bursts into Tears. Which is, I think, just an album about how one of the guys in the band heard the band Pile at a show in Malden and burst into tears. So this is Fresh Pond, and then I'm going to play Frankie Cosmos' version of Fresh Pond. And you guys get to listen. Should be great. Here it is.
do you?
Oh,
Wasn't that interesting? I thought the two songs sounded super different. For one, the Krill song was like twice as long, which is says more about Krill than it does about Frankie Kosmos. They love their long and drawn out extensive song kind of thing. Cool. Well, I'm going to see Frankie Kosmos tomorrow evening, actually, in Boston. She's opening for Real Estate, I think, at Paradise. I'm not entirely sure. I love both bands, so I'm super excited. You should come if you liked the songs by Frankie Kosmos that I've been playing. And maybe if you liked the song by Real Estate that I'm about to play right after I read this quick little PSA. Somerville Open Studios, Friday, May 5th through Sunday, May 7th. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios, Saturday, May 6th and Sunday, May 7th, from noon to 6 p.m., with a special sneak preview at select studios this Friday, May 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists across more than 90 sites. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. A public service message from Somerville Open Studios and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO. That's true. Everyone loves art. This is Papa Samba by Azimuth off of Phoenix. Cha-cha-cha. It's got about a minute and a half left, and then after that I'm going to play some Real Estate songs, sign off in a couple mins, but stay tuned. WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. right, folks, that's about all the time I have for this hour. I'm going to go to the library and do what I'm supposed to be doing, which is homework. Stay tuned to WMFN Medford. Lots of great music coming your way. Goodbye. God.